This is a teardown and modding guide to OpenBeacon of the SmartPlug Sonoff S61 TPF, which is available at Amazon for $10.99 in December 2025. The device looks as follows. Before starting the teardown, the procedure requires experience in opening plastic housings, soldering, especially desoldering, and knowledge about electrical safety. We are handling a power plug for 230 VAC. That is dangerous voltage. Please only open the device if you know what you do. You should not do it. Following tools and materials are required. A small chisel, which you find in smartphone repair tool sets, a hammer, a small soldering iron, and solder, 0.7 millimeters, a desoldering pump and some desoldering braid, a small pliers and a needle nose pliers, some cable, e.g. 0.14 millimeter square, plastic glue for closing the housing, a breadboard with 3-volt 3 power supply and some patch cables, a FTDI 232 3.3V USB to serial interface, the BK7231 GUI flash tool. Okay, let's start. 1. Opening the housing. Place the end of the chisel into the slot on the side of the power outlet and give it a short hard hit with the hammer. You should hear a crack, breaking the glue between power outlet and inlet. Do this in steps around the whole slot of the part. If you feel it crack several times, you can try to use the chisel to leverage it out. In the open state, it looks as following. 2. Removing the socket part. With the help of the soldering iron and a desoldering pump, you need to remove the solder from the marked points. Then grab one side of the socket with the pliers, heat one of the two marked points with the soldering iron, and try to pull out the socket. Once one side has come loose, do the same with the other side. After this, it should look as following. 3. Removing the main PCB from the housing. This is the most difficult part, at least it was for me. You should start with cutting the two keys on the one side, marked to let the PCB being pulled out when loosened the soldering from the plug's pins. Now remove the solder from the marked locations where the plug pins are soldered into the PCB with the help of the desoldering pump and braid. When the solder is sufficiently removed, most likely the PCB will still stick to the pins of the plugs. Therefore, use the needle nose pliers to grab the two slotted holes and at the same time heat up the two pin locations with the soldering iron, pulling the PCB out. Be careful not to damage the PCB. It needs patience and some force. When done, you have the full PCB in your hands with the BK7238 microcontroller board marked in following photo. Attaching the programming cables to the microcontroller board, I have removed the microcontroller board, again with soldering iron and the help of desoldering braid, and have attached 4 approximately 5 centimeters long cables to the solder eyes marked as GND, 3-volt 3 and TX1 on the one side of the PCB, and to RX1 on one of the copper connections. 5. Flashing OpenBeacon. I have used a breadboard with a 3-volt 3 power supply to which I have plugged the microcontroller cables and the FTDI 232 and following connections. Power supply 3-volt 3, BK7238, 3-volt 3. Power supply GND, BK7238 GND, and FTDI 232 GND. FTDI 232 RX, BK7238 TX, BK7238 RX1. Be careful to set the FTDI 232 to 3.3 volts by the use of the correct jumper setting before plugging it to the computer. Start the BK7231 GUI flash tool. Select your COM port. Normally it auto detects. Select chip type BK7238 T1 and download latest firmware from web. Select backup and flash new. You may need to power cycle the 3.3 volt power supply before the GUI gets connected with the BK7238. After this procedure, you should have a backup of the original Sonoff firmware and OpenBeacon being installed on the device. 6. Resolder the microcontroller board. If you have removed the microcontroller board, it's now time to solder it again at its original place. I have done the following configuration with a 230V cable being attached to the main board, checking all functions during configuration. With the risk that something it is not working, it is definitely safer to assemble everything back to its original.